Look, play action fake. He wants to go left. Comes to the sideline. Intercepted! On a leaping interception by T.J. Watt. And Pittsburgh plays takeaway.
T.J. Watt makes an unbelievable athletic move to catch that ball.
He got up in the air, hauled it down, fell, got up, and picked up the blockers, got to the sideline, was squeezed out of bounds, and the Steelers deny the Browns.
How long do you wait, or have you already done it, looking back at that Jacksonville game and just trying to digest it and maybe what possibly went wrong?
I've watched it one or two times. Obviously, I'll take some time off and then probably watch it again right before I start getting ready to work out again as motivation. But nothing went right. As a defense, I think we had so many goals set out as to what we wanted to prevent them from doing, and I don't think we accomplished one of those goals. So it was very disappointing performance from the defense, and definitely will give us motivation moving forward.
Cam Hayward's message to the defense from what we heard is, you know, remember this taste, this feeling, this bitterness. Do you feel like that's good advice heading into the offseason to head into year two?
Yeah, I think it's important to know why you're training and to know why you're doing all this, why you're putting so much effort and energy into playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers and playing for a Super Bowl. And I think having this taste in your mouth and knowing how much we let down our fan base and all the people from our hometowns and people who root for us is to kind of just know what this feels like when you're training, when you don't want to do that extra rep, when you don't want to go out to OTAs and all that, so you have that motivation to continue on. So hopefully we're playing this time next year.
He wants to run. He's hit. He's down at the 25 by T.J. Watt. Reaching up is T.J. Watt to bat that out of the air.
Beautiful job by Watt.
I tell you what, the DNA of these Watt brothers now is something else.
Ooh, T.J. Watt.
And there's a sack turned in by that Pittsburgh defense, and it's Watt again.
He's phenomenal for a rookie.
How do you summarize your rookie season just as a whole?
Good, but not good enough. I had a lot of fun. I feel like I made a fair amount of plays, but there's so many plays out there that I wish I would have made. And I definitely grew throughout the season, but I'll always want more.
Did anything surprise you about the NFL? Anything take you off guard a little bit?
I always say, people always talk about the speed, the quickness, how big guys are. And I think I adapted pretty well naturally to that. I think the number one thing for me was having a short memory, whether it's a good play or a bad play, or a good game or a bad game, because play to play happens so fast, and you have to get the call so fast, and you have so much going through your mind on each and every play that you can't be in the past about, dang, that was a good play, or damn, that was a bad play, I wish I had that back. So each and every play carries so much weight at this level, and especially as you get in the playoffs, that you have to have a short memory.
Is there a veteran that you seeked any advice from before you left?
Me and Cam Hayward are probably, we're close. He's kind of took me under his wing and just said to make sure to take time off, because when you're in college, you don't really have much time. You only have a week or 2 weeks, and then you have the off-season program right away. So this is, he said, man, you've been through a lot throughout this past year. You need to take some time off and then kind of watch the film, reflect, get motivation, then get started with your off-season.
Flacco dancing away, chased, down he goes, and the ball pops out of bounds. T.J. Watt gets him from behind.
Whoa. T.J. Watt kept the pressure on.
T.J. gets a nice hand slap on Austin Howard and gets the edge on him.
The ball went out of bounds. It has to be stopped.
That is the end of the game.
Get out! You're kidding me!
Oh! Wow, what a pass rush.
Being a first-round draft pick in Pittsburgh is never easy. Being an outside linebacker in Pittsburgh is never easy due to the standard. Do you feel like that pressure got less as the season went on, or do you feel like that's something that's probably going to carry on with you for the next few years too?
No, that'll carry on. I want it to carry on. That's something that comes with my position, something that comes with being here, and that's something that I'll always embrace, because if there's no pressure on me to perform, then they're not expecting anything out of me. So I always want high expectations for myself, and I'll always hold myself to the highest standard. And I think that's because I want to be the best I can be, not only for myself, but for this team and for this organization.
Personal goals, just do you know any that you want to accomplish this offseason, whether it's working on technique, losing weight, gaining weight, or anything like that?
I really want to focus on my pass rush. I'm still really new to this whole defensive thing. A lot of people forget this was my third year playing defense, so this offseason, work on my pass rush, work on in-space tackles. I feel like I missed a few too many tackles in space this year. And then I think just it wouldn't hurt to gain a few pounds and eat a little bit more would be nice.
What's the best advice any of your coaches have given you to learn from year one?
Take some time, then go back, watch the film, and just see how you progress throughout the season and then know where you want to be. I've always been a very goal-driven person, so I'll write down my goals and watch a lot of film and get in the lab this offseason and try to make those goals come to fruition in this upcoming season. And it's going to be a special year, I can tell you that.